To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Tukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Tukovich. And a reminder to our listeners, we will take your phone calls for an hour after today's show, 412-281-3119, toll-free 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget, if you call in early, just leave a message and we will call you back. And if you call, you know, later on in the day, you can just leave a message and we will call you next week as we start into December. Now, next week, we'll look at the scorecard numbers, see how we're doing, especially after that volatile month of October and November. Wow. I'm hoping we get the rebound some people are calling for. And if that's the case, when you look at your December statement, you'll feel happy that you spent all that money this year Christmas shopping because your portfolio's back up. Also be interesting to see, too, how high interest rates go here later in the month with an increase from the Federal Reserve. As far as some of the economic numbers for the past week, not too bad. Real GDP rose at a 3.5% annual rate. In a second estimate, they get three guesses at that number. It's like baseball to get the swing at it three times. And that's for the third quarter of 19. That's the same as in the advance estimate. Consumer spending growth was revised to a 3.6% pace versus 4% in the advance estimate. Businesses, their fixed investment rose 2.5%. Now, the businesses' investment numbers, they almost tripled over what the first number was. They're up to 2.5% versus 0.8%. And that's good. You want people you want businesses spending money. Why? Because if you work there, that means they're doing something. They're hiring people. They're putting money back into the business, so hopefully you can make more money. That's the whole goal. You want them spending money. So that's good news. You want businesses spending money. You want them building new plants, factories, adding new additions, new lines, new whatever. You want something taking place because that always means jobs and people making money. Personal income rose 0.5% in October. It's up about 4.3% year over year. That's good. That's nice. Part of it was boosted by a big gain. And how about this? Farm income. So for all you people living outside of Allegheny County, have some farms out there. I don't know, has your farm income up? I don't know. I went to, where you take the kids at the pumpkin patch at the farm. That place was jumping. I mean, that farm was doing pretty well. So good for them. So new home sales fell. Home sales are pretty volatile. A lot of it depends on the weather. So that wasn't too good. Consumer confidence dropped a little bit, but the number's still very, very high. So coming up Monday, what do we have? The ISM Manufacturing Index. And they're looking for a fair number, which, you know, we hope it's a decent number and likely, you know, in line with what they're expecting. Tuesday, nothing. Now, the employment numbers start coming out Wednesday with ADP. They still see a strong trend. Thursday, you'll have some numbers nobody really looks at too much. Friday is the big number, the non-farm payrolls number. They'll look at that. They're going to look at the unemployment rate that comes with it. They're going to look at the average hourly earnings numbers. Again, they're looking for increases. So next week, a decent number of economic reports. And then, of course, the Fed chairman, he has testimony in their interest rate policy decision. That's coming out Wednesday. So that's a big day. Next week's a big week on the market. So, okay, here we go. We're in the last month of the year, right? Can't believe that. Next week, we'll look at the scorecard, see how everything's doing. We'll take a look at interest rates, see how they're doing, both on savings and with loans. But, again, you have a little bit of time to do things. Be careful now. Mutual funds start to pay out their dividends and capital gains now. If you're going to buy a mutual fund, make sure it already paid out as dividend or capital gain, unless you're purchasing in an IRA, because then you don't have to worry. Because if you buy a fund and the next day it pays out a capital gain, you just bought yourself a tax bill. So find out when they're paying those distributions out. Be careful. If you're looking to take losses and gains for the year to try to even out, well, you have until December 31st. But don't wait until New Year's Eve to push the button on buying or selling anything. Please, please be careful. So there's a lot of things you need to do by year end. And, of course, gifting, your charitable gifting. And if you feel charitable to the family, you can gift them money too. Okay, that wraps it up for this week's show. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll-free at 1-800-400-3119. On the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.